The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yuvamis Daf Tzadik Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis has a suffix, a sub-suffix. We know that our whole perek is based on the basic idea that Chazal were matir, and eid echod be'edus Yuvama, be'edus and not eidus Yuvama, be'edus isha l'shuk. To be matir and isha l'shuk, that she should be able to get remarried in Aguna, we were matir with eid echod. Whether that's an emonus deraisa, whether it's the rabbanon, whether it's a combination of both, we discussed in the shir in the beginning of the perek. And now we see in the Gemara, the lashonis of the Gemara that has to do with the suffix. And the Gemara takes that suffix to a different level, and we, based on what the discussion of Dovah Shebe'erva is, will give us some insight into different halachas and nemonus of an eid echod l'gabi those halachas. That's a halacha of an eid echod not being neman on the simple level for being matir nisha l'shuk, because the Gemara says it's a dovah shebe'erva, it's a chazak dovah shebe'erva, dovah shebe'erva and dovah shebe'erva pachas mishnai. What the definition of a dovah shebe'erva is leaves something to be explained. The Gemara wants to know over here, shlecha is also a dovah shebe'erva, is an eid echod believed not only to be matir nisha l'shuk, but to be matir nisha to her brother-in-law, to a yavam, in the case where a woman her husband, if the eid echod would be believed, that means he died without children, in which case she would be nefeles leaving to her brother-in-law, whether the nemonis would include that. And when the Gemara discusses, the Gemara brings down the reasons of the reason why eid echod is nemon, which is the Gemara in Peches. It would seem that nemonis, be'etzim nemonis, shouldn't be a nemonis, just daiko mitzvah, where there's a chazoka that a woman will be careful, so we gave her an extra bit of nemonis. There's the other svar that we discussed, b'shem the Nuki Yosef, where the Nuki Yosef of that svar we met the deraisa of Milsa David Gluye, that since the husband will show up eventually, if he's alive he will show up eventually, Samela she's not going to lie, or the Erechot won't lie, Samela and Erechot has more nemonis than a regular case of Dovah Shebe'erva. Says Rebbe Kivege, if you look at the sugya as a whole, the mashmos is that when we're talking about Dovah Shebe'erva, the discussion about what a Dovah Shebe'erva is in terms of being matir, a woman to get married to Chavi Krisus. If a woman is an Eishes Ish, then for her to live with another man is Chavi Krisus, Chavi Misa. So to be matir l'shuk is Dovah Shebe'erva. To be matir in Isha to her brother-in-law is also Chavi Krisus. She's an Eishes Ach. Besides for being an Eishes Ish, she's also an Eishes Ach, which is part of the Gemara's discussion. That is an Isser Nitoisev, where Chazal Mekel to believe in Eid Echod, Legabi the Isser of Eishes Ach, as well as Eishes Ish. But, says Reb Kiveger, the mashmos is that's the discussion is in terms of the erva in being matir her to marry somebody who the level of iser of living with that person is a level of dovah shebe'erva. There's a Mordechai. The Mordechai is actually over here in the end of Siman Nun Ches over here in Yevamos. That dovah shebe'erva, when we talk about heti Yevamos, we're talking about, let's say, he's talking about a slightly different case. He's talking about a case of being matir. It's not clear, were they children, were they not children, and you want to believe in Eid Echad to say that a woman is muteris to her brother-in-law, that she's nefelis to her brother-in-law, or you want to give nemonis to an Eid Echad to be made that the Yovam died, she's skuka liyibo, and the question would be, if the brother-in-law dies, she's muteris l'shuk, if the brother-in-law is alive, she's asura l'shuk, l'siyeh she's ameza chutza. What would determine whether that nemonis is also Dovah Shebe'erva? Maybe it's a regular Isser. Dovah Shebe'erva, as far as Tfisas Kedushin is concerned, is Talin Chavi Krisus. The three shittas that we've met up with over the Masechta. Whether Dovah Shebe'erva is defined as something that's Chavi Mrs. Bezdin. Let's qualify that. When we talk about Dovah Shebe'erva, we're talking about Mamzerus. Is Mamzerus Tolui in the level of Chavi Mrs. Bezdin? Is it Tolui in Chavi Krisus, or is it Tolui in Chavi Lav? Mamzerus and Tvisas Kedushin. Is a woman Tofas Bo Kedushin, or Yevamo? Is it Tofas Bo Kedushin? So we have a discussion, we're going to have a discussion, we have a discussion, and we'll discuss it later on, Mitzvah Hashem and Tzav Tzadik Vov. Is an Isha, who is Kuka Liyibu Muteres Lushuk, Shemeres Yevam, is Kedushin Tofas Bo Na? L'chayra, that might be the determining factor of whether it's a davar shebe'eved to be mechayev two edim. Could an ed echad min hashuk be made, your brother-in-law, that you're waiting, you have these cases that are in the tshuva svarim, where there was a woman who traveled with her husband to America, and the husband died, never without children. As a shayla now of her going back, taking the boat back to Russia, it's the middle of World War I, she can't meet up with the brother-in-law, there's no boat to Russia, he can't get out. And then an ed echad comes and is made that the brother was killed in battle. So would she be muteris l'shuk? Would an ed echad be matir l'shuk l'chayr? She be talking to his kedushin. Says the Mordechai that the davar shebe'ervan being matir yevama l'shuk is only because the Gemara says a tzad, according to Rav, and even according to Shmuel, a tzad at least, that kedushin is not tafsiba. But if there would be tvisis kedushin, that's not a davar shebe'ervan. Why? Because if there's tvisis kedushin, then it's not moneya kedushin. Now to talk about it being tvisis kedushin, to talk about being matir yevam l'shuk, being a davar shebe'ervan, that it would need to aid him in terms of the iser, not having krisus. So the other criteria would be, but kedushin loy tafsibo, says the Mordechai. But according to the tzad of the Gemara, according to Shmuel, that kedushin tafsi, that kedushin would be taifis. A yevama that accepts kedushin from somebody else, the kedushin would be taifis. Could be she's not allowed to live with him. She has a love, loy siyeh shlem esa chutzah. But the etzim kedushin is taifis, but why? She's only chayv elav. So that's the Mordechai. Meidoch, the Rishonim that seem not that way, the Rishonim in Kedushin of Samach Gimel Amud Beis, over there is a sugya called the Nemonis of a father of Yaakov. Interesting then, a father with a son, the father is Nemon to say that Ploini Bnihu, to make him into his Yerush, there's all sorts of demon that's negated. He says Ploini Bnihu, he's Nemon to establish that the fellow who he was made about, nobody knows if it's the father and the son, they came from a distant place, he's made that this young man, this fine young man is my son. That we would give the son, we would give this alleged son, based on the father's nemanus, this chus to his Yerusha. And we would also be matir, isurim based on that. For instance, this man comes along, the father comes along with a wife. Do we look at his wife, and there are no other known children. Do we look at his wife as having nemanus? Do we look at the father as having nemanus to be matir that after he dies the wife will need yibum? Or we say, no, she has children. So the Gemara says that the nemanus of Yakir is enough to create the din that the father is neman that this younger man is his son. He's neman that this is his son. Nafkamina that his wife, after he passes away, will be yotzal l'shuk because he has children. The deceased has children. He has his son. It seems from the Gemara that without the special zezakos of the nemanus of Yakir, the halacha would be that there would be no nemanus. And the Gemara does not differentiate between Rav and Shmuel. It seems clear, since this way in the Rishonim, the Sefer Truma, that goes Mordechai, that the nemanus of the father would not be midinei rechot. Either he has nemanus of Yakir, which is a special halacha, that a person could create a nemanus, who are his children, who's his son, but it has absolutely nothing to do with that nemanus of erechot. As far as erech is concerned, the father would not be never to be matir. What do you mean? There's a tzad that kedushin is teifis in yivam l'shuk. L'cher she's only chayv elavin. L'cher kedushin tafsibo. It's not a davar shebe'ervan to be matir as isha l'shuk. It would seem to indicate not like the Mordechai, that the nemanus of erechot to say to be matir or yivam l'shuk is not totally in tvisas kedushin, whereas the Mordechai clearly says that if kedushin loy tafsibo, he's not Neman. If Kedushin Tafsibo, he is Neman. Now, the Yesod of the Mordechai L'chor should be challenged by a very simple halacha. How many Eidim does it take to create an Isser if a woman Chalila was Mizana? Zinzer, Baila, Soita. To create an Isser that the husband has to divorce, he's not allowed to live with her anymore as husband and wife. And two Eidim, clear. B'chol sugis hashas, eid echod with kinyu yistira, maybe, but be soid, you need to aid him, ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. Let's qualify that for a minute. Are we talking about a davar shebe'erva? Is she an erva? Is the chayv krisus kedushin lo tafsibo? The kedushin is poka. The husband continues living with her. He's over a lav of soita, but the kedushin doesn't dissolve. If the husband would divorce her and he would want to remarry her, the kedushin would be taifis. It's only chayv elav. not chavi krisus, kedushin taif simba. What renders asuring an isha labala, creating that reality that a woman is asur labala? Why is that called the davar shebe'evim? So Reb Akiva Eiger, in a famous tshuva, it's in the tshuvas kuf chav dalad kuf chav hey, struggles with this question, Reb Akiva Eiger, but there's a discussion back and forth between Reb Akiva Eiger and the author of Nesivas HaMishpat, a long back and forth between two gedolei olam, and different mahalchim are brought up. Reb Akiva Eiger proposes that since the Gemara says that the Isser of Soita doesn't just ask the Isha Labayla, but it creates in her a dynamic of Erva. We learned in the first parak in Avdal Davhei that then she would have a din of Erva Legabi the Yavam. She would not fall the Yibum. Because not just she's also to her husband, she has a din of an Erva. It's an Erva that destroys the Zika, that destroys the issues that would create the din Yibum. If that's true, that means that the Torah, even though normally in the regular Gedarim of Chavi Krisus, Chavi Lavin, yes, Tafsibah Kedushin, not Tafsibah Kedushin, a Soita would have to be defined as not a Davish Rev, but over here the Torah said that the Issa Soita Gzeh Zakosov is a Davish Rev. That's one Mahalak. Another Mahalak, the Nesivis, the author of the Nesivis in the Tshuva over there, explains that it's not so much the fact of the effect of the znus on the relationship between the husband and wife, which is the davish rev or not the davish rev. The effect is to create an isra lav between the husband and wife. But what happened that created that effect? A ma'is znus. Znus of an eishes ish is chayvi krisus. It's not so much what the aid creates. That means, if we ask ourselves, what about davish rev in effect is mechayiv to aidim? Is it the effect of creating a davar shebe'evo? Or is it the being made about a davar shebe'evo? Sounds like just words. Over here by Soita, says in the Sivis, you might be being made, if an Eidechot comes along and says that a woman was mizana and she's asur lebaila, the effect is to create chayv elavin between her and her husband. You're not being mevatel the kedushin, you're not creating a chayv krisus. It's only chayv elavin. But what you're being made about, what the Erech is being made about, is a Maisa of an Eishesish Shezintza. That Maisa is a Maisa of Davar Shebe'evo. It's Chavi Krisus. So that would be called an Eidus of Davar Shebe'evo. The truth of the matter is, if we rationalize a little bit, Allah may Davar Shebe'evo, we learn out of moment. L'chayra, if you'd ask anybody, the Gzeis HaChasuv is based on what? Obviously, there's something more chomor about moment and Davar Shebe'evo. That's on the one hand. If you think about it, but is Momen Davar Chomer more than Davar Shebe'evo? The Mekor of the Halacha of Ein Davar Shebe'evo Pachas Mishnayim is for Momen. As you Davar Davar Mi Momen. The Gemara says in Kedushin Dav Samachay. Is Momen, is a Din Torah on $5 more Chomer than the Kashrus of a Mikvah, more Chomer than eating Chelev? I don't know. Maybe Din Momen is more Chomer, but maybe why should Din Momen be more Chomer than any other Irian Torah? It's quite possible that the point is not what you're speaking about. The point is that there are certain dinim where you create a dynamic where creating that dynamic is what chayiv to edim. For instance, let's put this in simple words. If somebody's made that a piece of meat is chaylev or shuman, we had in the beginning of the perek, an eidechot is made on the kashrus of meat, the kashrus of a mikvah, the kashrus of a mara, the kashrus of a behemoth, whatever the case may be. He's not creating anything. He's just giving over factual information. By Momoin, when an Eid Echod is made in Bezdin, and the Bezdin says, Reuven, you have to pay Shimon $100, the Eid with his Eidus is creating a dynamic of Bezdin going and taking that $100. He's creating a Choyv, a Shibud, of the $100 going from Shimon to Reuven. Creating a dynamic needs to aid him. Davar Shebe'evo is the Pshat, not just giving information, but creating a dynamic. Being made on an Eish Hazish, you could talk about what you're being made about, or you could talk about the dynamic. The echo that one gets from the Nesivas HaMishpat Svara, the Mechaber of the Nesivas HaMishpat, is the second way we explained. Is you're being made on a story of Davar Shebe'evo. The effect is not a Davar Shebe'evo. You're not asking an Isha to her husband with Chavi Krisus. You're not severing the Kedushin bond. You're not being mafkia the issues between them, but you are being made on a story of Davar Shebe'evo. Not so much the effect is the point of Davar Shebe'evo, the focus of Davar Shebe'evo, but more what the story is. There's a similar place where the Acharonim plug in such a Chakira, There's a interesting machlokes, the Rambam and the Tosfos Reed. The halacha is that if a woman is mizana, and we're talking about that she's asur labayla, what about an eishes koyin? Eishes koyin, the halacha is if she's mizana, even ba'oinis, the halacha is that she is asur labayla midin koyin. The question would be to asur an eishes ish al bayla, to say that she was mizana at one point and she's asur lekoyin, would that be chavi krisus or not? Would we look at that as a davish be'erva? Would we look at that as an edus on iser? The Rambam seems to imply in Hilchas Sanhedrin that to be made on an iser, which is only chayve lavin, again to say that a woman who wanted to marry a kohen, that she had been mizana at some point, not mizana with her husband, that she was a nivellus aide isu, which makes her into a zaynish, is psul lekoyin, that would not be considered that would not be mechayv to eda. It's mechayv only an eda echot. The Tosfos Reed in Kiddushin argues, and he said to paskin in somebody's personal status is like a davish be'erva. Why? You're creating an effect of that person having a din. The Rambam seems to define what's going on in terms of the isurim involved. Again, that would be a place to plug in this type of hakira. Is the criteria for Ein Davar Shehayav Bachos Mishnayim in terms of the Maisa, in terms of the Maisa that the Edim are being made on, or is it in terms of the effect that's created? Like we said, Soita is an example. The Gemara says clearly that Soita to be made, that a woman is Asur Lebailo Midin Soita is Mechayiv to Edim. The Shaila is why? Do we say that the Maisa is a Maisa of Davish Be'erva? And like we're saying, there might be Maisim of, let's say, Neshes Koyin. There might not be a Maisa of Davish Be'erva, but the effect that it creates, the personal effect of Paslus, might be an effect of Davish Be'erva. It's Mechayv to Eid. On the other hand, if we look at the effect might be something that's not Davish Be'erva, because it's only Chayv Elavin. In which case, you'll have to suggest a different malach, like Krib Kivega says, Tumuk Sivu Karais. So these are two ways to explain why to be made on an Isha that she's a Surah Labailo, why that would or wouldn't be a Davish Be'erva. A third malach is discussed in the Machne Ephraim in Simon Yud Gimel in the Halachs of Eidus, where he says that to be made on a woman who's, you have a woman who wants to marry a kohen, and comes along an erechot, is made that she's a grusha. The issue of a grusha to a kohen is only an erechot. To say that the erechot is creating a davish be'erva is not true. It's only chayv elavim, kedushin tafsibo. Is the erechot would be nemen to ask her to go along with the shidduch with a kohen. But what happens if a kohen was married to a woman, and an erechot comes along and says she is a grusha, the kohen is mechuyif to divorce her? Says the Machne Ephraim, even though over there it's only chayv elavim, and kedushin remains, even though now we know that she's a grusha, he's mechuyev to divorce her, but the etzim having to divorce his wife, that itself is the davish be'erva. The davish be'erva in this case is not the e-tvisas kedushin, but it's the chiyuv to get rid of his wife. Being mafkia from somebody, his chus to live with his wife, that itself is like davish be'erva. He compares it to itzos moment. Taking away from somebody $100 is mechayev to edim. Taking away from somebody the chus to live with his wife is also, that's davish be'erva. Davish be'erva doesn't have to be that has the choymer of davish be'erva. Says the Machne Ephraim that for the same price, we understand that Achronim want to suggest that's the pshat by soita. But to ask up an isha labayla, it's not because it's a chavi krisa, it's not because it's itafsi bokedushin. But the reason why it's considered a davish be'erva is for the very simple reason you're making a man not have the zchus to live with his wife. That itself is davish be'erva. There's a fascinating halacha l'maaseh, a real halacha l'maaseh in nafkamina in this. There's a famous Neid Yehuda. Neid Yehuda discusses what happens. A husband suspected that his wife was mizana. A husband said that his wife was unfaithful to him. He divorced her. Now, if she taka was mizana, then he's not allowed to take her back. If she was a mizana, and he changes his mind, he decides that he was paranoid, he was suspicious, and he could take her back. But what happens if he doesn't know? So he doesn't know, he can't marry her. Comes along, but what happens, let's say he decided that he's willing to do away with his suspicions, he wants to marry her. There's no Eidim, comes along an Eid Echad is made, no, she was Mizana. Would the Eid Echad be Nemun? If we say that being made on a Maisa of Arayus is Znus, being made on a Maisa of Znus is Dovish Be'erva, no. The Eid Echad is coming along as being made that this woman was Zinsa Tachas Balo. That's Dovish Be'erva. If we say that Tumuk Sivba Karai is being made, that there's an issue between this woman, even though she's not married to her husband anymore, but there's an issue between this woman and this man because she was Mizana when she was Tachas Yodov, in which case she is Asur Eloi Midin Soita, that's also Dovish Be'erva. Mechadish Vinoidib Yehuda, that the reason why Dovish Be'erva to be made on a site, even though it's only Chayv Elam, is a Dovish Be'erva, is only because you're being Moitzi Yishal Abayla, but you're not being Moitzi Yishal Abayla, he had divorced her already. The real Shaila that came to Neid Yehuda, a man had divorced his wife, he wants to take her back, and Eid Echad is made that he knows that the woman was Mizana. Neid Yehuda says that Eid Echad is Neman, the Avne Meluim argues, Avne Meluim is in Simi Yud, Sikotin Beis, he argues in him, he says that's being made a Yisa Soita. So Avne Meluim obviously goes with one of the two Malachim we discussed above. Not that they're being made on the being Moitzi Yishal Abayla is the Dovish Be'erva, but either being made on a Maisa's Nus of Dovish Be'erva, or being made on creation of an Issa Soita, which is like Arayis. But he doesn't hold, like the third Malach, we said the Machne Ephraim. Davne Nezer is Mechadish, based on this type of rationale of the Neid Yehuda, a tremendous Chiddush Legabi our Sugya. Again, our Sugya is discussing being Matir with an Eid Echot, an Isha Li Yavama being made that the Yavama died, like we spoke about from the Mordechai, being made that the Yavam died in Russia, that she's now in America able to get remarried. Do we believe in an Echad? Is it Dovish Be'erva? Is it not a Dovish Be'erva? Says that in Ezer, the whole discussion back and forth in our Gemara is only when she's already, her husband died, and now she's Skuka Liyibu, or there's a question whether she's Skuka Liyibu to be made, to not be made, that is a question of yeah, being Matir or not being Matir. But what happens if the woman was still married? Comes along an Eid Echad, there's a couple, let's say, who has one son. The one son traveled to America, a couple living in the shtetl, the one son got on a boat, married to America, he sends letters, the letters stopped, comes along an Eid Echad years later, comes back, visits the shtetl, visits the Alta Haim, and he says Eidus, he's an Eid Echad, that the son died. There was a work accident in one of the sweatshops in the Lower East Side, there was a fire, between those who died was the son. Couple mourn, they grieve, they sit shiva. The question is, thereafter, a husband died a few years later, an elderly couple, is the wife's kuka liyibum? Do you believe the Eid Echad to be matir her mi yibum? Says Davni Nezer that yes, because you weren't matir anything b'shas ma'isa. You used his eidus to be matir chayv elam. You weren't taking away a zikas yavam. You weren't being matir her liyavam, or you weren't being mafkia the zika of yavam. There's no davish be'erva here. All there is Chayv Elamim. You're using his Eidus to thereafter not being Mechayv, that there shouldn't be Zikas Yapnim. But the Eidus is not when you were taking apart an issues. When the Eid Echad said Eidus, the husband was married to his wife. Says Davni Nezer, over there would be Neman. That's based on the same idea that we just said from the Neid of Yehuda. So again, in this discussion of what creates the Demic of Dovish Be'erva, which is the basic predicate of our Perek, when is an Eid Echad Neman, on which din of being Mati Yishal Lashuk or not, whether the difference between being made on Eish Zish, that she's Muteres Lashuk, or she's Muteres Liyavam, or she's Asur Liyavam, to be made, that there is a Yavam, made, that the husband had children, and because of that, she's the Eid Echad would be Neman, not Neman. That's all totally in the criteria of Dovish Be'erva that we discussed now, and we put down the Shittis of what would be the Hagdor, the definition of Dovish Be'erva, how would that apply to Soita? An Afkamina La'alocha in a case of Soita where the husband wasn't married to her, and then an Afkamina where the Baal was still married to his wife, where the Afkamina would only be later on when he died, Legabi Yibum.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.